It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, April 17th. I'm Patricia Naft. Democrats have defeated Republican proposals to roll back gun restrictions that the Colorado legislature passed 2 years ago. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
In 2013, the Democratic-controlled legislature passed several measures, including expanded background checks for private gun transfers and online sales. Robert Barnett testified in support of repealing the law. He says it penalizes law-abiding citizens and violates the U.S. Constitution.
These are original rights, the right to self-defense, before you even enter the Bill of Rights.
Meanwhile, opponents, including some family members from victims of the Aurora Theater shooting, say expanded background checks work and save lives. Democrats on the House State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee defeated the repeal, along with several other measures, including a bill to repeal a ban on high-capacity magazines. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
A stream in between Ouray and Ridgeway is suspected of being contaminated with arsenic. KBNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Public Health Director for Ouray County, Elizabeth Lawacek, says they were tipped off by a rancher near Cutler Creek.
He had basically turned cattle out for some grazing because it's spring in an area where vegetation's coming up, and he noticed that his cattle were quickly becoming ill, and 5 out of 11 died. So he called a local veterinarian who took some samples. One of the cows' tissues were sent to a veterinary diagnostic laboratory. That laboratory reported out that the tissue samples, particularly of the liver, were extremely elevated in arsenic.
The rancher then let authorities know about the cattle and then used a water sampling kit and found high levels of arsenic. The county sent off their own water samples to a state lab, and they plan on hearing back late next week. She says that tap water in the area should still be safe.
Cutler Creek drains into the Uncompahgre River, which then flows downstream into the Ridgeway Reservoir. And my understanding is that is part of the Tri-County water system. But the dilution factor and the fact that it's properly treated before it is used for tap water for any homes means that there should be no risk to human health for those that are using tap water.
Lawacek suggests that well owners get their well tested. She says that a specific cause has not yet been determined, but that the old mines in the area, coupled with spring runoff, may have dumped the naturally occurring element into the waterway. If the sample tests positive for elevated arsenic, the state has offered to start an investigation. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Vision Charter Academy, a public charter school with 3 campuses in Delta County, won't offer classes at its North Fork campus next school year. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
Parents of students at Vision School in Paonia received the news Thursday via email. Terry Kincaid, the executive director of Vision Charter Academy, wrote the letter. In her email, Kincaid tells parents Vision's board met earlier this week and decided to no longer offer classes at its Paonia location. She cites a lack of interest and declining enrollment as reasons for the board's decision. Kincaid says Vision will still maintain an office in the North Fork Valley and offer services for its homeschool-based families. She says students can take classes at the Charter Academy's locations in Delta and Cedar Edge. Liz Evans has 5 kids enrolled in Vision's Paonia-based homeschool program. She says the changes won't affect her kids, but she's worried about teachers.
My only concern is that people who are depending on Vision as a source of their income and as a source of work that allows them to teach, but teach non-traditionally, that there may be some people who lose jobs.
The email sent to parents doesn't address what will happen to school staff, and calls to Vision Charter Academy for comment weren't immediately returned. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Colorado's Senate president introduced a fetal homicide bill this week. As written, it would define a person as an unborn human being from conception until birth for the purposes of homicide and assault cases. As Benta Berkland reports, it's expected to draw vigorous debate at the State House.
Senate Bill 286 would allow prosecutors to file a murder charge if an unborn baby is killed or dies during an assault on the mother. Republican Senator Bill Cadman from Colorado Springs says the case of Longmont resident Michelle Wilkins brought the issue back to the forefront.
Frankly, crime victims deserve justice. Society demands justice. And unfortunately, currently there's a significant gap in Colorado for providing justice.
Wilkins' fetus was cut from her womb last month and died, but prosecutors couldn't file a murder charge against the alleged perpetrator. Cadman says the justice system is failing and that his bill does make exceptions for women's own medical decisions, for instance, abortions.
To protect a woman's right to her own health care choices, while at the same time providing rights to the unborn. Mother cannot be prosecuted for making any choice about her own body during her pregnancy. I don't think it can get any more clear than that.
But opponents say other states with similar laws have had incidents where pregnant women face prosecution. Democrats say the bill is out of bounds because it would try to establish personhood into Colorado law, something voters have rejected multiple times.
No other state has the history that we have with the personhood initiative, and we always have to be mindful of that and always have to be extra careful to make sure that we don't put something in law that could be a backdoor abortion ban.
That's Democratic Representative Mike Foote of Lafayette. He sponsored the unlawful termination of a pregnancy law in 2013. It cleared the state legislature with bipartisan support and adds extra penalties for such crimes.
That would be an additional 32 years that could be tacked on to the sentence for anything else that's charged. So it's an additional charge that recognizes the tragedy of the loss, and it provides serious penalties for the perpetrator.
Senate President Cadman acknowledges his measure has a long way to go. Cadman says he's open to tweaking the language if that makes it more palatable to Democrats who control the House. But this topic has been thorny for the legislature in the past. They'd tried multiple years before the 2013 measure. Cadman's bill is modeled after language from several states. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The Colorado Creative Industries just announced three winners of a prize for developing art culture in the state. One of those winners is Lizette Revere, who works with Partners Mentoring of Delta Montrose and Uray. She works to match together interested youth with artists who can mentor them. It's a three-month program that aims to develop the kid and their artistic talent.
We have artists in the community and then youth that we match together. They spend 3 hours a week together at a minimum creating their art or learning about their art. We do an exhibition every year that the kids get to show and sell their work. They win ribbons, they win money. It's a great self-esteem booster when they feel like they're part of something bigger than just themselves. And when people appreciate their work and buy their work, and they hear people talk about their work, it just makes them feel wonderful and that they have something to contribute.
Revere says that any youth interested in the program can apply. Her award will be presented in Fort Collins later this month. This year's art exhibition will be held sometime this summer. Stay tuned for Alan and the Feel Good Friday Morning Music Mix. For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.